Now, extreme beauty treatments are the norm and destroying our perception of...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Of ageing. That is the view of Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent journalist, who joins us now. Mary, what prompted you to write this piece?
Well, listen, Shane, I tell you, there was real temptation to get Botox, right? I'm 47, and like anyone else my age, I have those two lines between my eyebrows, they're called 11s, and they kind of upset me, and I did this passport photo, and I tell you, I was thrown into a pit of fear and self-loathing after I saw that photo, because my default face looked kind of dissatisfied with these lines, right? So anyway, I had this, I was really feeling the pressure, and it feels like everyone around you is getting it. They're not, actually. Like, most women don't get it. But
do they not? Because it does seem to me like a lot of people are getting it.
Yes, it does feel like that. But actually, everyone on your social media feed has it, right? Because, like, I can really think, I don't want to name names or anything, but there's just so few women kind of in the public eye who have not got it, right? Like, over a certain age. Or even kind of younger, like you've got these photoshopped kind of influencers. And Shane, like, these are all people my 13-year-old is looking at, right? So I went to this beauty salon and I actually got a normal facial. I was actually writing about it. And when I was there, the beautician said, look, do you want to put your face in this machine? And it takes these photographs and it gives you a printout of the state of your skin. So the sun damage, wrinkles, and it can also tell you the true age of your skin. And it also compares you to women globally who've used this machine the same age as you, and millions of them. So I didn't even think about it. I was thinking, oh, great. Back in my mind, Shane, I have to admit, I was hoping to get a good score. Because I was thinking, you know, when you put the study in and you just want that score. So I was thinking, look, I look after myself. I eat well. I exercise. Shane, huge fail. Massive. Like, I was...
How bad? How bad are we talking here, Mary?
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, right, because I may as well. So so basically, the higher the score, the better, right? So if you get a high score, it means you're better than... So I got quite high on things like redness in my skin. I got a quite high mark. I think I got like late 70s for that. Anyway, the only mark I was zoning in on was the one for wrinkles. I got 9%. So initially when I saw that, I was like, ooh, and then it was explained to me.
You're in the bottom 9% in terms of...
Yes. So that's 91% of women my age globally are in better shape with the wrinkles.
Now, go on.
My true age, right? I was given my true age of my skin. So taking all these considerations into all the sun damage, all the other things. And I got 43 and I'm 47 and I was devastated. And it was only on the Lewis home I was like, hang on a minute, this embedded social pressure to look fresher, to look younger than you are, why should I be devastated that I look, you know, around and about my age? Like, what's wrong with
that? That is the new norm, though, isn't it? And I mean, look, you've been in the studio a number of times. I think you're very youthful looking. Are we all under pressure? And particularly women, I think, are under huge pressure to look younger. Like, is this a battle? Look, for what it's worth, I absolutely agree with you. But is this a battle that we've already lost?
Well, this is it. I think we are actually at a tipping point. You know that, Shane? And I think that what we do in the next 5-10 years is going to be really, really important. So, I mean, for instance, my 13-year-old daughter got me this. You would never have heard of this, probably, or maybe you have. It's this thing called hyaluronic acid. I can barely pronounce it. And it's designed to trap in moisture to your skin. So I got that for Christmas from her. And then she said, oh, I treated myself to a bottle as well. And I was just like, what? Like, why A, does 13-year-olds know all about these kind of products? And B, why do they feel you need to lock moisture in when you're 13? So I just think we're really...
But isn't that young people are... you see the entrance on Love Island getting enhancements and various treatments. I mean, and they're what, in their 20s? I mean, that's the world we live in now.
I know, but do we want to live in that world? And also, Shane, it's pricey, right? Like, you know what? It's not, it's kind of a moot point if I get Botox or not, because at the moment, I just don't have like an odd €300 to throw away every, because you need to get it every 3 or 4 months, right, to keep it up. And I don't have it. But I also think it's an unwinnable game. I kind of feel if I did dip my toe, suddenly I'd want the crow's feet gone. I'd want the cheeks, the neck. But people are talking about saggy necks. And I mean, it never ends, right? And I just kind of feel it's pricey. It's a bad message. I mean, you want to give the message. Everyone wants to look good. I want to look attractive. Of course I do. Everyone wants to look attractive. But can you still look attractive and have wrinkles? I think you can.
Okay, we will leave it there. Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent columnist, keep up that good fight. And thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Yeah, you're proud of your wrinkles though, aren't you?
Very proud of them. I hate them.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.